Welcome to Community Health Autumn 2016. Caring for you, close to home. Provided by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. Stoptober. It's back. Call 0300 123 1220 or visit www.kenthealthandwellbeing.nhs.uk. Because there's only one you. Helping you grow. As a parent, I know only too well the joy and anguish children can bring. That's why any expert support that we are offered as our cherubs grow is always so welcome. Enter Cassia Lim, Alex Watt and the rest of the School Health Service. Their commitment and knowledge is first class, as their involvement with Harlan Groombridge and George Coleman shows. Harlan and George are two boys with very different needs, but both are living happier lives thanks to the support of their families and our school nurses. Our school health teams help children aged 4 to 19 grow up as happy and healthy as possible. The help, advice and screening are invaluable, and we want to shout all about it. Listen later for more about the challenges Harlan and George faced and overcame. Meanwhile, as winter approaches, it's time to remember that a visit to A&E when we have a health concern is not always necessary. Many injuries and illnesses can be treated quicker at minor injury units or by a pharmacist, leaving A&E to those really in need. We hope you enjoy this issue. From the editor, Faye Sinclair, 01622 211 947. Email faysinclair1@nhs.net. Our features. Remembering Curtis, one family's journey following the death of their son. School nurses to the rescue. Harlan and George get the help they need. Step by step. Incredible Marina walks again. Opening our doors and hearts. Helping children in need. A morning at the MIU. From broken bones to burns, our teams care for you. Record breaker. How the weight just fell off for Kevin. Governors look back. What your governors have been up to. All in a year's work. What we have delivered for you. Our regular features. Your shout page. News. Meet the innovators. Ask the experts, our charity, Quickfire 5, What's Up Gov, and your listings. You can read our magazine online, www.kentcht.nhs.uk/magazine. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Kent Community Health. Tweet us at NHSKentCHFT. Like us on LinkedIn. Advertise. If you'd like to advertise in this magazine, please phone Charlotte Morgan on 01622 211 940 for a rate card. Our base. Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. The Oast. Hermitage Court. Hermitage Lane. Barming. Maidstone, Kent. ME16. 9NT. The Team. Editor-in-Chief Julia Rogers. Editor Faye Sinclair. News Editor Chloe Crouch. Designers Julie Bignall and Karen Kelly. Contributors Joe Trahani, Lewis King and Julia Park.
Your shout. We love it when you tell us what you think. There are many ways you can feed back to us, improve services or get involved. Fresh Start is just great. I have been receiving advice and encouragement from Anne Steigar at Courts Chemist, Grange Road, Ramsgate, on the Fresh Start weight loss scheme. I want to thank you for setting up such a fantastic scheme. The real challenge comes now, but I have signed up to receive continuing regular advice from Anne, and by attending at my own pharmacy, knowing that I shall have Anne keeping a watchful eye on me. I know this will give me the stimulus I need to stay on track. J. Glynn. Angela is an angel. The service was invaluable and essential for me after my discharge from hospital. I had an infected and discharging operation wound, which required daily dressing, not available at weekends from my GP practice. Angela was extremely efficient and was proactive in offering new suggestions as to the care of the wound, while also being very friendly and putting me at ease. The service I have received has been outstanding. Anon, Tunbridge and Morling. Magazine proves popular. After appearing in the last issue of Community Health, Let's Get Physical, Life After Stroke, we had so many people coming up to us and saying they'd seen us in the magazine and how wonderful it was. It just shows how many people read it. Debbie Ferret, King's School Recreation Centre. Amazed and inspired. I was very interested to read Quinn Mart's inspirational story in the summer edition of Community Health. It is truly amazing how assistive technology has opened up his world and enables him to communicate. Assistive technology can also help musicians with communication problems to release their creativity by playing music with eye movements. In collaboration with an organisation called Open Up Music, the Southwest Open Youth Orchestra enables its members to perform. I was moved to watch a small film about Bradley Warwick auditioning for the Southwest Open Youth Orchestra and his elation at eventually being accepted. John Rose. Cardiac care changes. Who'd have thought a heart attack could be such a positive force for change? I'd like to thank the whole rehabilitation team for empowering me to reassess my lifestyle and enabling me to make so many positive changes. I feel better than I felt in years, thanks to your kindness, patience and care. Anon, Ashford. Get involved. Want to have your say? Contact our customer care team. Phone 0300 123 1807 or text 07943 091958 or email kcht.cct@nhs.net. Want to volunteer for us? Want to help out? To find out more about volunteering with us, contact Maria on 01474 360 508 or email maria.swarby, that's S-W-A-B-Y, at kentcht.nhs.uk or Caroline on 01795 418 300 or email caroline.wheeler at kentcht.nhs.uk. Want to become a member? If you'd like to become a member of our trust, visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/FT and fill in the online form. You can also phone 01233 667827 or email kcht.membership@nhs.net to request a membership form. Community health news. Why things need to change in our NHS. Leaders from NHS and social care organisations in East Kent have set out why our health and social care system needs to be transformed and what that could mean for patients. Plans to transform health and care services in East Kent stepped up a gear as local NHS and social care organisations published Better Health and Care in East Kent, Time to Change, explaining why services need to be transformed if they are to be fit for the future. During the past 6 months, local NHS doctors, nurses, clinicians, social care workers and leaders have been considering what needs to change and ways to make that happen. Despite the hard work and commitment of our dedicated staff, health and social care organisations are under real strain to deliver services that local people need to the standards that they should expect. Dr. Sarah Phillips, local GP and chair of the East Kent Strategy Board, which has overseen development of the document, said, "Big hospitals are often not that convenient for patients, their families and carers, and are expensive to run. Finding ways to offer more services in the community and to reduce hospital admissions that don't need to happen and could be better managed at home is key to driving up quality and balancing budgets. By focusing on developing community teams of health and social care professionals who all know and understand the needs of individual patients, ongoing health problems can be identified and acted upon much more quickly when they arise, preventing them from getting worse. It also means we can offer more care in or close to home, which we know is what most people want. Big hospitals will still be there when we need them. We'll be able to work more efficiently and to a higher standard as a result of being under less pressure. KCHFT Chief Executive Paul Bentley said, "The NHS has achieved a great deal in the past 70 years, but we know it is delivering far more than it was ever set up to do. Some of the services were designed to meet the needs of people in the 60s, 70s and 80s, and while they've done that and much more, we know there are better ways of organising how we care for people so we can deliver the very best healthcare for families and the local communities we serve." During the coming weeks and months, there will be opportunities for local people to share their views with the East Kent Strategy Board and to contribute to the development of future plans. Details of how to get involved are available at www.eastkent.nhs.uk. Born to Move app goes from strength to strength. A pioneering NHS app to help parents with their newborn babies has hit 10,000 downloads. The free Born to Move app supports parents through the first four stages of their baby's development: newborn, crawler, toddler, and preschool. Parents can personalise the app with their baby's details and receive tips on development, as well as helping them to make sure their child is ready for school. The app, which can be downloaded onto any smartphone or tablet, was launched last year in response to research that showed that almost 50% of children starting school are lacking the movement and social skills to achieve their full potential to learn and develop. Lead health visitor for the Born to Move programme, Julia Haynes, said, "We are overjoyed the app has hit 10,000 downloads. It shows that more parents are receiving the vital message that babies need to be active from the start. The app focuses on three simple messages around the importance of awake tummy time, babies' eyes need to move too, and that chatter matters. See it, hear it, do it." Chaplaincy service changes. Chaplaincy support at our four hospitals in East Kent will now be managed by KCHFT's voluntary services team. The service was previously run by East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust. The tradition of offering chaplaincy and spiritual support to our patients is a long and treasured one. The chaplaincy support available at our inpatient wards in Herne Bay, Whitstable, Deal and Faversham includes a mix of Christian, Muslim and Jewish services. Leslie Strong, Deputy Chief Executive, said, "We hugely value the pastoral, spiritual and religious care provided by our local religious and spiritual leaders. We are hugely grateful that this support will continue to be provided in partnership with our own voluntary service." Meet Ali. We have a new chief nurse. From the 10th of October, Ali Straumann joins the Trust. Ali is no stranger to community nursing, having worked in continuing palliative care in Brighton and as a Macmillan Cancer Clinical Nurse Specialist and then as a psychiatric nurse in Devon. For the past 18 months, Ali has been Deputy Nursing Director at Dartford and Gravesham NHS Trust. She said, "I am so passionate about community nursing. I really am. I think it is an exciting time to be joining KCHFT, as more services will be transferring to the community sector. The Trust has a great reputation, and I consider this a fantastic opportunity as my first chief nurse role. I am looking forward to going out and about and meeting the teams who work so hard and to working with everyone." Hospital hygiene scores 5-star rating. Two of our community hospitals are celebrating after scooping top marks for their hospital kitchen hygiene standards. Catering and domestic teams at Faversham Cottage Hospital and Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital in Herne Bay are feeling justly proud after securing 5 out of 5 from the Food Standards Agency. A thorough inspection of the two sites took into account the cleanliness and hygiene of the kitchen, as well as the food hygiene and safety processes, and how well equipment and hazards are managed. Hotel Services Supervisor at Faversham, Lisa George, said, "The team works really hard and is very patient-focused. They are passionate about what they do. The inspector awarded us an excellent for the standards of the kitchen and said it was a first in her career." Peter Perry, a patient at Faversham, said, "There is a good variety of food to choose from and it is always presented nicely. I love the homemade cakes. I cannot fault any of it." Ronald Tibbs, 86, from Herne Bay, who was a patient at the Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital, said, "The food is very good. I have no complaints to make at all." Julian DeZille manages the hotel services team at Herne Bay Hospital. He said, "We are a small team that produces amazing results, and it's great to have that recognised. It is proof of everyone's high standards and commitment to providing a professional quality service." School children to be offered flu vaccination. The flu vaccine will be offered by our Child Health Immunisation Team to all 5 to 7-year-olds in Kent, Medway and East Sussex this winter as part of a national drive to protect the most vulnerable people in our communities. Our nurses will go into schools to make sure all 66,000 children in years 1, 2 and 3 are offered the vaccination, a safe, quick, pain-free nasal spray. The programme runs from October to December, and parents will be able to consent online in advance of the clinic planned for their child's school. The campaign follows the successful launch of the programme last year, which saw KCHFT's nurses vaccinate more than 28,000 schoolchildren, well within the national guidelines for ensuring a high rate of immunity against the virus. Head of School Nursing Tina Owen said, "We would urge all parents and carers to make sure they correctly return their child's consent form so they can receive their vaccination at school and be protected from flu this winter." For children who are homeschooled or who do not attend mainstream school, we will be contacting parents separately to arrange for their child to be vaccinated. If you have any questions, you can phone the Child Health Immunisation Team on 0300 123 5205. Adults and older children who are considered to be at risk can receive their flu vaccine from their GP. For more details about the flu vaccine and whether you are in an at-risk group, please check the NHS Choices website. Want a job? Be an apprentice with us. Clinical and non-clinical training available. www.kentcht.nhs.uk/apprentice.
News nuggets. What you might have missed. Clearer health and care information for disabled people and their carers. People with disabilities will benefit from improved healthcare after new requirements came into force, making sure they receive easily accessible information and support. At KCHFT, we support the Accessible Information Standard, which makes sure people who have a disability, impairment or sensory loss are provided with information they can easily read or understand, with support so they can communicate effectively with services. Examples of the types of support that might be needed include large print, braille, or using a British Sign Language interpreter. All organisations that provide NHS care or adult social care must follow the new standard. On the move. Some adult community services in Dartford, Gravesham, Swanley, Sittingbourne and Sheppey are now being run by Virgin Care. The company took over running these services from Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust and Medway Community Healthcare from the 26th of September and will provide free NHS care. Services run by Virgin now include community nursing and rehabilitation at Livingston, Gravesham, Sittingbourne and Sheppey hospitals. KCHFT continues to provide a number of specialist services in North Kent, including physiotherapy and the minor injury units at the hospitals in Gravesham, Sittingbourne and Sheppey. Paul Bentley, Chief Executive of KCHFT, said, "As the provider of these services for the past 5 years, we are immensely proud of our services and our highly skilled staff and would like to thank them all for their dedication and hard work. You can find a full list of our services here, www.kentcht.nhs.uk kentcht.nhs.uk/our-services. Role supports colleagues and patients. Head of Engagement Karen Edmonds has been appointed as KCHFT's Freedom to Speak Up Guardian. The appointment of National and Local Freedom to Speak Up Guardians for the NHS was recommended by Sir Robert Francis following his review and subsequent report into the failings of a Mid-Staffordshire Health Trust. Karen's key role is to help increase the profile of raising concerns in our trust and provide confidential advice and support to employees who have concerns about patient safety or the way their concerns have been handled. Power cut. Phone 105. A national phone number 105 has been launched if you need to report or find information about a power cut in your area. Dialing 105 will be free and put you through to your local electricity network operator. You can also use the number if you spot damage to electricity power lines or substations that could put anyone in danger. Find out more by phoning 0800 169 9970, emailing psr@ukpowernetworks.co.uk or at www.ukpowernetworks.co.uk/priority. Meet the innovators. Providing high quality innovative care for you is an absolute priority. From podiatrists on the move to success in Australia, meet our innovators. Podiatry goes mobile. Routine podiatry appointments for patients in Maidstone are now being delivered in an innovative new way. To make the service more accessible and easier for patients to receive their foot care, we are now delivering our clinics from a mobile unit based at either Morrison's supermarket in Larkfield or the Tesco's Extra in Aylesford. The mobile unit will be based at each supermarket for one day each week and will work similarly to mobile blood banks and screening units. Patients who have more complex podiatry needs will receive their care at our specialist clinic in Foster Street, Maidstone. Head of Podiatry Emma Young said, "The new mobile clinics will provide state-of-the-art facilities to provide specialist care and a service that is more responsive to your needs. If you have any questions, please contact us on 0300 123 6756 and select option 4. Australian patent for our insoles. Congratulations to Jit Oak and the orthotics team as their 3D printing of orthotics insoles has been awarded a patent in Australia. This concept is unique to KCHFT, and the patents in the UK and Australia mean the idea and orthosis are now protected by law. The 3D orthosis process supports us to provide a better service by reducing manufacturing and turnaround times, so patients receive their insoles quicker. Patients who have complex foot health needs, such as those with diabetes, benefit most from this innovation as we can provide insoles that are fit for purpose and last longer. In the long term, the service plans to offer this service to other NHS trusts and collaborate with an organisation in Australia. Software revolutionises access to health information on our website. A computer programme is set to make KCHFT's website more accessible to people with different types of communication needs. Browse Aloud is able to convert text to speech, meaning people have the option of hearing the text read to them rather than reading it themselves. Patient Information Manager Charlotte Wood said, "The addition of this software to our website reflects our commitment to the Accessible Information Standard introduced by NHS England to make sure that people who have a disability, impairment or sensory loss are provided with information in a format they can easily understand. This technology will make a big difference to our ability to communicate effectively with our patients and the public. The programme offers a choice of reading speeds and highlighters to enhance reading comprehension, as well as an on-screen text magnifier for people with visual impairments. A screen mask blocks out any on-screen clutter so readers can focus more easily on the text. It can also translate web pages into 78 different languages and speak translated text in 35 languages, making our patient information easier to access for people of all nationalities." Ask the Experts,
School Health Service. Something you need a little bit of advice about? Our team of experts can answer all your questions. Our experts. Imelda O'Connell. Imelda qualified as a nurse in 1990 at Hammersmith Hospital in London. She worked in cardiac intensive care, coronary care, and the high dependency unit until the birth of her two children, now 22 and 24. She completed a diploma in health and social welfare in 2000 and worked for 4 years at Mid Kent School Nursing, where she qualified as a specialist community public health nurse. Imelda then worked in West Kent from 2004, before becoming part of Team KCHFT in 2013. She now manages 3 school nursing teams in West Kent. Fiona McKenna. Fiona is a school nurse based with the Maidstone School Health Team. She completed her specialist community public health nursing degree 4 years ago. She became a registered children's nurse in 1999 and worked in acute paediatrics, neonatal units and children's A&E. She also spent 6 years working for a charity supporting young carers, and this continues to be one of her passions. From bedwetting and bullying to relationships and sex education, you name it, our school health service can handle it. Our teams work with school-aged children across Kent and East Sussex to support each child to reach their full potential. Here, our experts answer your questions. What is the role of the school health service? Fiona. Our school health service is there to help keep children and young people between the ages of 4 and 19 healthy and happy. This includes their emotional health as well as their physical health. We do not only concentrate on children who go to school, but those who are home educated, excluded from mainstream schools, attending special schools, pupil referral units, or youth offender settings. This means we get out and about. You'll often find us at events. Every school in Kent has a dedicated school nurse. We provide advice, information and support, and signpost or refer you to specialist services for a range of issues. These include daytime and nighttime wetting and soiling, behaviour management, healthy eating and lifestyle, emotional health and well-being, puberty and growing up and sexual health, including chlamydia screening, stopping smoking, drug and alcohol misuse, and complex needs. We also provide a screening service for hearing and vision. As school nurses, we support school staff to write healthcare plans and deliver awareness training on anaphylaxis and epilepsy. We attend open days for parents to support their child starting school and support the transition of a child from primary to secondary school. Why is looking after the health of children in school so important? Imelda. Ensuring good health for children can boost school attendance and educational achievement. We want children to grow into happy, healthy adults, so by encouraging healthier lifestyles from a young age, we can help children to reach their full potential later on in life. Why do you weigh and measure children in school? Fiona. This is part of the National Child Measurement Programme, where all children are weighed and measured in reception year and in year six. It helps parents know if your child is in the healthy weight range. If your child is overweight, you can get support from the NHS and a range of other organisations we work with. What should young people or their parents or carers do if they want confidential advice from the school health service? Imelda. You can phone or email the team directly, or you can contact your school. Lots of schools invite us to hold health clinics, so parents are able to come and see us. Young people can speak to us confidentially at our drop-in service in secondary schools or outside of school. They can phone or text us and get confidential health advice. Our nurses are also on our website. What are the biggest challenges facing children and young people, and what can you do to help? Imelda. Today, the ever-changing world of social media can place a lot of pressure on adolescents, which can impact negatively on their emotional health and well-being. Relationships developed through this and instant messaging can put a young person at risk of harm emotionally or physically. We listen and support and can provide individual self-help awareness strategies around being safe and building resilience. We can offer advice about online safety as well as provide emotional support for children, young people and families who are affected by cyberbullying. My 10-year-old daughter is wetting the bed. What can I do to help her? Fiona, contact your school health team. We understand how frustrating it can be for both you and your daughter. Reassure your daughter. Bedwetting isn't her fault. Often a very few simple changes to her daily routine will resolve it. We can offer strategies and emotional support to help you, though. In some cases, we may refer to your GP for additional support. I think my 16-year-old son is having sex, and I'm worried about sexually transmitted infections and how to approach it. Imelda, wherever possible, we would always encourage you to have an open, honest conversation with your son. However, we understand this isn't always easy with teenagers. The message to get across is the importance of having safe, healthy, loving relationships. I would encourage him to see the school nurse, either at a drop-in or by texting the school nurse service. We can give support directly to him or signpost him to a more suitable service. We are able to register him to receive free condoms via Metro's Get It service, getit.org.uk. My 7-year-old daughter has become very withdrawn and finds it difficult to make friends at school. What help can you provide? Fiona, this can be particularly worrying for you, especially if it is a recent change. We would meet with you to discuss your concerns and complete an assessment. Usually this identifies something that may have triggered the change in behaviour. We are able to provide strategies and support you to implement them, or we may refer you to a more appropriate service. Sometimes we can do some one-to-one work with either just your child or with you as a family. I have a son who is 13 and whose behaviour has become really hard to manage. What can you suggest? Imelda, it can be really difficult managing teenagers' behaviour. Surges of hormones combined with body changes, struggling to find their own identity, pressures from friends, as well as developing independence, makes the teenage years a very confusing time for everyone. If you are struggling with it, the chances are that your son is too. Talk to him. You need to be willing to compromise and allow negotiation. You can always ring and discuss this with the school health team for further support and advice. Need more advice? Visit our website www.kentcht.nhs.uk/schoolhealth.
Remembering Curtis. Losing a child to sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, is a reality for nearly 300 families in the UK every year. Previously known as cot death, the often unexplained cause of death can be devastating for families and leave lasting emotional scars. In Kent, a team of health visitors known as Care of the Next Infant, CONI, coordinators, are supporting parents who are expecting another baby and who are living with the legacy of this tragedy. Chloe Crouch met the Watts family. At 19 years old, Lucy Watts woke up one morning to find that her beautiful baby boy Curtis was dead. At just 15 weeks old, her son, younger brother to 18-month-old Shannon, had stopped breathing. "My life just fell apart," said Lucy, pregnant with her third child at the time. From the moment he was born, the young mum noticed he never cried, just grunted. "He was always an unsettled baby, a terrible sleeper, and he seemed to constantly feed. I think it comforted him," she said. After his death, it was revealed that Curtis had a nasty bacterial infection called Strep B, which was the cause of his grunting and would have considerably impacted on his health. It was unsafe sleeping practices that may have affected Curtis the most. He was often happiest sleeping on the sofa next to his parents. "There are no two ways about it," said Lucy. "I loved my baby totally, but just didn't know enough about what was best for him. My first two had blankets and teddies and everything in their cribs, but now my babies sleep in very plain cots, and I check on their temperature constantly." Now 29 years old, Lucy, who lives in Whitstable with husband Robert, is the proud mum of 5 happy and healthy children. However, there is not a day that goes by when she doesn't think of Curtis. To make sure his siblings remember him, Lucy had teddy bears with his picture on made for each of them, and they remember his birthday every year. The confident mum, who uses Facebook to educate and support other young mums, is a far cry from the young girl in the picture just after Curtis was born. As Lucy admits, she and her family have come a long way in 10 years. She said, after Curtis died, I lost myself for a long while. For about 7 years, I was just surviving. I was very young when I had my first four children, and I wouldn't change them for the world, but it was a crazy time. When my husband and I decided to have another baby, we were both older and wiser, and had changed our lifestyle completely, so we could be the best parents possible. But I was still so nervous when our son Reggie was born. When Lucy was pregnant with Reggie, who is now a lively and playful two-year-old, she was referred into the care of the Next Infant Programme, supported by specialist health visitor and CONI coordinator Linda Cleesby. The programme supports parents who have lost a child to sudden infant death syndrome and who are expecting another baby. It is run and delivered by dedicated coordinators and health visitors, providing specialist care to the families they work with. Linda said, the emotional and mental toll of losing a child on the family is enormous. When that family is then expecting another child, it can bring up all those feelings of loss, grief, and understandably, a real anxiety about the safety and health of the next baby. The CONI programme helps parents come to terms with their loss and prepare for their next child. We give practical tips and advice about safe sleeping practices for their baby, a symptom diary they can use to track their baby's behaviour, the importance of quitting smoking if they are smokers, and we can even give them monitors to use in the baby's crib, which checks on breathing patterns. A really important part of our work is to support the bereavement process too. Many of our families may not have had the opportunity to properly grieve the loss of their child. We remind them it's important to talk about how they feel. For Lucy, Linda's support has given her the strength and confidence to be the mum she always wanted to be. She said, when my son Reggie was born, I lived by the CONI programme for 16 months. The symptom diary is amazing and I wrote in it every day. I still found it useful when my daughter Ronnie was born too. You can write in everything from their temperature, their mood and how well they slept, and it gives you the assurance to know when they're a bit under the weather and when you need to call the doctor. The whole experience has been life-changing and brought us closer together as a family. Linda never judged us. She's always been really supportive and just good at her job. The dangers of unsafe sleeping. The Lullaby Trust, www.lullabytrust.org.uk, has created these top tips to help parents and families make sure their babies are enjoying a good and safe night's sleep. Things you can do. Always place your baby on their back to sleep. Keep your baby smoke-free during pregnancy and after birth. Place your baby to sleep in a separate cot or Moses basket in the same room as you for the first 6 months. Use a firm, flat, waterproof mattress that's in good condition. Things to avoid. Never sleep on a sofa or in an armchair with your baby. Don't sleep in the same bed as your baby, especially if you smoke, drink, take drugs, are extremely tired, or if your baby was born prematurely or was a low birth weight. Avoid letting your baby get too hot. Don't cover your baby's face or head while sleeping or use loose bedding. Don't use or put pillows, soft bedding, cot bumpers and soft toys in their cot. You can be referred to the CONI programme by your health visitor or GP.
School nurses to the rescue. Our school health teams work across Kent and East Sussex to make sure that children aged 4 to 19 grow up as happy and healthy as possible. Here two families tell Jo Traherne how their school nurse helped their child to overcome serious obstacles and move forward with their lives. Harlan's Hero. School nurse Cassia Lim stepped in to support Harlan Groombridge and his family to finally enjoy family mealtimes together. Harlan Groombridge loves strawberries, carrots and fish and chips, something that his family never thought would happen. Harlan used to be so anxious about eating, he would cry and go rigid with fear rather than put something in his mouth. But thanks to the support of school nurse Cassia Lim, the lively seven-year-old is now enjoying family meals with his brothers Cathan and Deacon, his sister Lacosa, his dad Tom and his mum Janine. This wasn't a simple case of fussy eating. 2 weeks after Harlan was born, he was diagnosed with severe acid reflux, which caused serious damage to his esophagus. He was prescribed special formula milk, but by the time Janine tried weaning him onto solid food, mealtimes had already become a battleground. Basically, he would only drink milk and eat bread or pureed potatoes, said Janine. We called it beige food. Even when he started school, he was hardly eating a thing, and he would go to enormous lengths to conceal his lunch. School trips were a nightmare. We were getting all sorts of conflicting advice from friends and family. Some just thought we were pandering to him. But he had a genuine fear of food that stemmed from his medical problems as a baby. He found it so hard to put anything near his mouth. He would literally start to shake and hyperventilate. In desperation, the Groombridges from Broadstairs turned to their GP for help, and a locum doctor at Mockett Surgery put them in touch with the School Health Service at Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust in February 2015. The first day that Cassia arrived, something changed, said Janine. We weren't dismissed, we were listened to. She took the time to talk to us as a family, and she took the problem seriously. Most importantly, she listened to Harlan and asked him how he was feeling. It sounded strange, but she understood that Harlan was not only as anxious as we were, but that he was also embarrassed. She devised a strategy where we could let him try food in private and spit it out if he wanted to. That evening he walked into the dining room with a big smile and said, "I like carrots." Honestly, it was like a scene out of Little House on the Prairie. We were all crying tears of joy and the rest of the kids were cuddling him. Cassia continued to see the family once a week for a couple of months until Harlan was trying lots of different foods. She used a ladder system to tackle his anxiety. The foods at the bottom of the ladder were those he wanted to try and those at the top he wasn't so keen on. She also got Tom and Janine to use rewards when he tried new food. Cassia said, "School nurses don't have a magic wand. The family had to really want to solve the problem, and luckily they were completely ready to do so, especially Harlan." Now Janine, who is a part-time dinner lady at a nearby infant school, is able to prepare family meals that all can enjoy. "It's made such a difference to us all," said Dad Tom. "We can go out for meals as a family whenever we like now and not get stressed. The pressure is off." Janine said, "My advice to anyone in the same position as us is give yourself a break and ask for help. It is there." You can self-refer to the school health team. Just ask your school, GP, or visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/school health. George's Angel. George Coolman and Grandmother Georgina struggled when they moved to Kent. But with help from school nurse Alex Watt, their lives have been transformed. Teenager George Coolman proudly shows off his sporting medals and chats happily with school nurse Alex Watt about performing at the Royal Albert Hall with 500 other young people. But for George's grandmother, Georgina Yetton, his accomplishments are all the sweeter, as George, 15, was born with fetal alcohol syndrome, which affects behaviour and ability to learn. "He couldn't sit still ever," remembers Georgina. "He ran away all the time. Loud bangs would startle him and he would just run. He would flood the flat we lived in. He wouldn't eat anything, wouldn't learn, and he ran away from school." When the family moved from their native London to Broadstairs for a fresh start following a series of family bereavements, Georgina was desperate for some support. "We arrived here and had to start all over again, getting statement reviews, medication and things like that. But that's when we met Alex." Alex helped the family to access local children's mental health and social services. She also supported them to identify and fight for a place at a school that could offer George the right education, Parkwood Cooperative Academy in Swanley, where he boards during the week, returning to Thanet every weekend. Alex said, "Because the family had very complex needs when they first moved here, a lot of agencies in Kent became involved with them at the start. Luckily, I was able to remain in their lives and help them to get back on their feet. The one thing that George really needs is routine and consistency. I was the constant one." "She has been our angel," said Georgina. "She would always make time for us if we had a problem. I had her number on speed dial. I think people should know more about school nurses and how they can help families." What is fetal alcohol syndrome, FASD? FASD is a result of alcohol consumption during pregnancy. When a pregnant woman drinks, the alcohol in her bloodstream passes through the placenta into the fetus's blood. As the fetus does not have a fully developed liver, it cannot filter out the toxins from the alcohol as the mother can. FASD is completely avoidable if you don't drink alcohol while you're pregnant. For further information, search on NHS Choices. Support for people with FASD. www.nofas-uk.org or phone 020-8458-5951 or visit www.fasdtrust.co.uk or phone 01608-811-599.
With few people relishing a visit to their dentist, the idea of enthusiastically queuing to see one seems far-fetched, particularly at an event billed as a fun weekend of entertainment for the whole family. However, such is the success of KCHFT's dental services in Newham, South East London, that is exactly what happens. Our mobile dental surgery, which forms part of our contract to deliver community dental services in the borough, struggles to keep up with demand at the popular Mayor's Newham show. When you are struggling to make ends meet while living in a deprived part of the country, good dental hygiene is rarely a priority. But it should be. So says oral health promoter Anne Coveney, and she knows what she's talking about. People bring their whole family to see our dentists at the Newham Town Show because they like the service they get and because it's free, explained Anne. And for many people in Newham, that's important. Anne said, poor oral care can lead to all sorts of problems, including heart disease, stroke, and respiratory infections. She works tirelessly as oral health promoter for KCHFT's dental services in Newham, South East London, spending more than a quarter of a century spreading the word about dental health. Though she's too modest to say so, the queues at the Newham show are, at least in part, a tribute to her tireless campaign to highlight the importance of oral care. Her motivation is to reduce the number of children who arrive at the Trust surgery or any one of the 29 High Street surgeries in Newham for multiple extractions when it's too late for preventative treatment. Economically and socially, this is one of the most deprived boroughs in the country, she explained. The people of Newham speak 147 different languages, and for many of them life is pretty tough. Unfortunately, they don't see looking after their teeth as particularly important. As well as highlighting the need for people to look after their teeth and their children's teeth, Anne can help in practical ways, such as by letting people know the costs involved. When you are on a budget, walking into a dentist can be daunting, she said. The Trust's own surgery at Shrewsbury Road Health Centre is a specialist practice for special needs patients who are referred by dentists, GPs and other professionals, and Anne's outreach sessions always end with a call for people to visit their nearest surgery. I talk to a wide variety of community groups across Newham, including Muslim, Hindu, Polish, Roma, Lithuanian, Russian, Asian and Afro-Caribbeans, as well as sitting down with women's groups, mums-to-be, school children and carers in residential homes, said Anne, who also trains and inspires others to get her message across. The diversity of the borough is challenging but also rewarding. I've been to Muslim and Hindu weddings and shared dinner in a restaurant with a group from the local mosque, she said. It's great to be welcomed into those communities as it helps me to do my job. Anne's message to other groups is clear. She tells them how important it is to look after their teeth and gums, with a particular focus on making sure they care for their children's oral hygiene. Getting that message across usually involves an interpreter or sign language, or perhaps an understanding of cultural differences, but whatever it takes, Anne will find a way to deliver it. She visits schools, works with midwives, severe morning sickness can really damage the enamel on a mother's teeth, gets involved in community groups and sets up displays in libraries and other community buildings. Now one of many healthcare promoters across the country, reflecting that prevention is much better than cure, Anne was originally something of a pioneer. She first began working 35 years ago as a dental nurse with Newham Health Authority. It did some early health promotion work and created Anne's role. 25 years on, it's a role she still holds. Her work spans the generations, as well as Newham's many cultures. and said, "All I want is to get to the stage where we no longer have people, particularly young people, coming into the surgery having to be referred for general anaesthetic to have multiple extractions. That breaks my heart." Find out more about our dental services in Kent and London at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/dental services.
Eye Care, what's happening? Eye Care, our registered charity, helps to provide services and items that enhance patient care, as well as boost patients' and staff morale, but which cannot be funded by day-to-day NHS budgets. Here we tell you how you can get involved. Would you like to help our charity support patients and colleagues? Then why not make a donation? The easiest way to donate is via our Just Giving page at www.justgiving.com/iCare. You can specify how much you want to donate, from as little as £2. It should only take a few minutes, and you could set up a regular donation to help improve the lives of even more patients. And you can make your donation go even further by opting into gift aid. For every £1 donated, the government will add an extra 25 pence from your taxes. So if you're donating £10 with gift aid, your donation will be worth £12.50 at no extra cost to you. You can also make a donation to us by Just Text Giving. Just text KCHT16 plus your amount of £1, £2, £3, £4, £5 or £10 to 70070 to donate to iCare and make a difference today. If you would like to raise money for our main fund, any of our appeals or a specific cause or service you care about, we would love to hear from you. You could do anything from running a marathon to baking cakes for a cake sale. The list is endless. Just let us know when and how you're planning to raise the money, as well as the type of event you are organising. Don't forget, if you need any help or advice, please contact us. We would be happy to help. You'll find a handy list of suggestions on our website at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/A to Z. Thanks to the heartfelt generosity of our donors, we have recently been able to approve refurbishment and redecoration work at Faversham Cottage Hospital for the benefit of both our patients and staff. Faversham Cottage Hospital Cottage Ward Therapy Room. There are plans to alter the existing therapy room on Cottage Ward to enhance rehabilitation available to patients and to improve their safe discharge into the community. The ward pantry is going to be transformed into an occupational health kitchen, meaning patients will have more privacy when preparing to go home and will be able to concentrate better in a purpose-made kitchen rather than in a corner of the therapy gym which is used now. An old sink and two wall heaters will be removed to make way for a new, more user-friendly sink for patients to practice their kitchen skills with an occupational therapist. The entire room will also be redecorated with a fresh lick of paint on the ceiling, walls and woodwork. Cottage Ward Staff Therapy Office. The work doesn't stop there, as we also hope to refurbish and redecorate the staff therapy office on the ward too, which is cramped and uncomfortable. New worktops will be installed, together with 4 double electrical sockets, so staff can have better access to computers. A new Venetian blind will also be installed, so staff have more privacy to write up patients' notes. Here are just a few examples of what your money can buy. £5 to £10 could buy books, DVDs and CDs for patients during their stay in a community hospital. £10 to £20 could buy colourful flowers and plants to brighten up our patients' days and toys and games for our children's services to keep them entertained at their appointments. £20 to £50 could buy fans to cool patients down while they're staying in a community hospital. £50 to £100 could buy specialist gym equipment which can be used for therapy and rehabilitation of patients. £100 to £250 could buy specialist cameras to take photos of patient wounds which can be used for training purposes. £250 to £500 could buy resuscitation dummies to help train our staff to not only improve people's lives but save them too. Your donations could also help to pay for gifts at Christmas time for children and adults who are being cared for by our staff, whether in a community hospital or in their own home. I want to donate. No matter how much money you raise or how big or small your donation, we are always extremely grateful. It is a tremendous help to our patients and to the health and well-being of the teams who provide our patients' care. Ways you can contact us. Email kchft.charity@nhs.net or phone 01233 667827 or 01622 211947. Facebook/Kent Community Health. Tweet us at NHS Kent CHFT. Write to us at iCare Communications and Marketing Team, KCHFT, The Oast, Unit D, Hermitage Court, Hermitage Lane, Maidstone, Kent, ME16 9NT.